All right, welcome back to WGR 760 AM. I am the celebrity guest host. I'm the most.
Sitting in the big chair today.
Here with Lloyd Jackson, the indomitable and incomparable Lloyd Jackson. Listen, I had the pleasure at 13 years of age to be the paperboy for Ray Girardin, who was on the cusp of changing the police department.
Mm-hmm.
And in my estimation of all the chiefs that I've known, he's number one. Number two would be Chief James White. And welcome to the show, Brother White.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. And thank you. Wow.
Yeah. I had a moment with you where I saw one day where there was something that tragic went on and it just affected you so. And I said to myself, here's a man that really cares and carries this with him. And so I was so glad when I saw that you went from that end to where you are now, where you can actually hopefully try to prevent some of this, help people who are going through crisis. You're now the CEO of DWIN, Detroit Wayne Integrative Health Network. So glad to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Reverend. I appreciate it. Thank you.
So tell people exactly what DWIN does.
Yeah, so the Detroit Wayne Integrated Health Network is the largest and most diverse community mental health organization in Michigan. And we've served over 123,000 people. We've got about 100 and about 800 employees, about 450 providers, and just over 200 substance use disorder providers. And that's a really a detailed way of saying we're here to help. We have a number of services from intellectual developmental disabilities to if someone is suffering from, you know, stress or depression, and they feel like they have nowhere to turn, we're here. Mental health is treatable, and unfortunately, a lot of people don't know that. They don't approach it that way. It is a treatable condition.
Yeah, and one thing I want to add real quickly, too, is because I've been involved with the faith component there, is because in our churches, people tend to go to pastors. They want to pray for them and lay hands on them. I always, as I said to you, Lloyd, believe mm-hmm. in prayer plus.
Yes.
God has put people here, medications here. By the way, is there a help number? I want to give it out real quick. So if people are out there right now, you know someone needs help, they can call.
Yeah, absolutely. 1-800-241-4949. That's 1-800-241-4949. But our mobile crisis, if you can't remember anything else, 1-844-IN-CRISIS. 1-844-IN-CRISIS. Just call that number, put it in your phone. If it's you or someone that you love that's in crisis or dealing with something stressful or they're just not themselves, make sure you have that number at your disposal and call. We don't turn anybody away. There's no wrong door at D1.
Chief, the 707 Crisis Center, I know, recently marked its 2-year anniversary. For listeners who may not know, talk about what the 707 Crisis Center is and why it was created.
Yeah, and thank you for that. It was created to give people alternatives. I mean, we've talked about, you know, what happened when the Lafayette Clinic closed and a lot of people were left out with no services. And to the Reverend's point, I've seen firsthand when there's nowhere to turn. Oftentimes when people need a clinician, they need a counselor, they need a medical professional, they found themselves finding police officers. Something I've done for 30 years, and I love police officers, but when someone is in mental health crisis, they are not the first group. Unfortunately, they have been the first group, but they should not be the first group to turn to. With the Crisis Center, this is the first group. In the second year since opening, we've served just under 34 individuals, and we've increased year over year, 2 years in service. And so, you know, we're there to service you 24 hours, 7 days a week. And it's, you know, another thing that people tend to do is when their loved one is in crisis and prior to this facility being open, they call 911, 911 comes out, or police officers come out, or EMS comes out. And oftentimes they were transported to a hospital where they sat in an emergency room for hours, not getting the services that they need. What we're happy to say with this program is you're transported to, our 24 hours, crisis center. Sorry about that. And services are readily available immediately. We're getting you in and treated and triaged in a significantly short amount of time. And then you can start to return to your life, you know, almost immediately. And then upon your release, we're following up with you to make sure that you get to that first appointment, which we've recognized is the difference between success and situation is, got to get back to that first appointment after you're stabilized.
So, Chief, I will always call you Chief.
Me too.
Is this a professional pivot for you? I mean, have you had this kind of role in the past? I mean, I know that certainly dealing with every amelioration of agony as a chief, you see firsthand what untreated mental health is like. You see what grief is like. But is this a professional pivot, or is this are you a social worker? Are you a mental health worker? Or are you just just hear my question?
Yeah, I do understand your question. Okay. It's a great question. By education, I am a licensed mental health therapist, state of Michigan licensed. But I also, my background in education and sociology, and I have a graduate degree in mental health counseling. And then I went on to get my license in counseling.
Let me interrupt you real quick. I just want people to hear that, because people don't know that that's who you are before you became the chief. And that's what you do where you are now. So you do have that background and that training.
Yes, I do. You cannot do that job as chief without seeing the needs in our community that go beyond law enforcement. You just can't ignore it. So my education helped me there. It was always something that I wanted to do once I left policing. But then when I was in policing, I found that the need was as great, in the police department as it was outside the police department, because they saw so much. They see so much. The officers were constantly... look at all what's happened in the past few days, just over the weekend, not just Detroit. Let's not go down that rabbit hole. All over the state, right? Metro Detroit is seeing an uptick in violence. You're seeing officer-involved shootings, and these officers have to deal with that. They have to internalize it. But to your point, the community needs it. It's something I saw in my own family. It's something that I wanted to be a part of the solution and not just perpetuate the problem. And to stigmatize the ideas around behavioral health, it's the only condition of the body that we treat as if it's not attached to the body. I mean, could you imagine walking around with a broken leg for months and talking yourself out of treatment because of the stigma associated with it? I mean, but at the same time, it's something that we all deal with. Well, we all may not have a broken leg, we will most certainly all have those dark days and those moments of grief and those moments of loss and those moments of tragedy that we all have to deal with, whether it be the loss of a loved one, a divorce, whether it be, just stress of a loved one that's addicted to drugs and alcohol, or some internal struggles that we're dealing with our own lives. You know, it's something that we all deal with. It crosses all demographic. It crosses economic and otherwise. And so my goal here, before I call it a career forever this time, is to do everything I can to help our community, help myself, and help the people that look to D1 for services.
James White, President, CEO of the Detroit Wayne Integrated Health Network. Always great to talk with you, sir.
I have another term for him.
Okay.
He's the wedge between passing the buck and red tape. He's the one that gets it done.
Well, we appreciate him, too. Nice to talk with the Chief. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. You guys have a great day.
You as well. Coming up, newly elected Detroit City Councilman Denzel McCampbell. We'll talk to him about what his plans are for the future here on 760 WJR.